This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is the third hour of Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the radio. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Let's go to the phones, guys. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, let me begin a reply to a conversation about me on last night's show after I was cut out of the conversation.
And so none of the people are who had the conversation are on the show, right?
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about things.
You, okay.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the content.
Okay.
So I don't need those people. They can listen if they want to, but I'm not talking about them, so they're not being cut out of anything. I'm going to talk about the content of what they said after they cut me out of the conversation so that I couldn't respond.
You sound angry.
Do I sound angry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a bit.
Perfect. Thank you for the segue, because that's exactly what the theme of this discussion was going to be about. It was going to be about anger. That's the main point. For instance, I was just about to go here, but let me go there now. Since this is a very Jew-centric program and media,
Free Talk Live is?
Say again?
Free Talk Live is Jew-centric?
Yeah, actually it is.
You want to state the evidence to support that claim?
All right.
Perfect segue again, because I got the evidence typed out on the screen in front of me, which I was going to share with you unsolicited, but since you had the foresight to solicit it, let me share it with you now. On today's program, just a few minutes ago, you mentioned AOC and Sanders. Those are the two people you mentioned, Mark.
Yep.
They're both Jewish.
I thought Alexandria Cortez was like Puerto Rican or something.
Well, most Jews are not 100% genetically Jewish. Most Jews
okay, we've got to define Jewish now.
Now you're
confused. I've
already done my research. Why don't you do your own research on yourself? I'll make the assertion again. AOC is as Jewish as she is anything else. Now let me move on to what I wanted to say. So, on yesterday's program on your show here, let me look at the list here. You mentioned in yesterday's program Robert Kraft, Jussie Smollett, Bernie Sanders, AOC, the college admission scandal, which is Rick Singer, Raya Zobel.
Singer. Right.
Yeah, Rick Singer, Raya Zobel, Eric Rosen, Kaplan, and that was all in one program.
Are all these people Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay. What conclusion do you draw from that?
Well, that there is an inordinate involvement in higher aspects of the functioning of our society, an inordinate representation of Jewish folks, and that's not the point of my call. That's a side note.
Okay? All right.
That's a side note, but I'm answering your question.
All right, we're 3 minutes in. Can we get to the point of the call then?
Everything that I say is a point. We're not going to conclude. This is a thesis, not a simple statement of one paragraph. So we're not going to get through it all anyway. We never have. I've never gotten through everything that I wanted to say on your program. I don't expect you to get through it all. I'm not that simplistic. And feel free to make fun of me and mock me, since that's what people do anyway.
Well,
it doesn't bother me.
Move up to New Hampshire, become a host. I don't know what to tell you. I can only give you so much time.
Why would you want me as a host?
I don't know. You claim to be Jewish at one point, and we love that here on Free Talk Live. It gets our checks from Soros flowing.
All right. Actually, I didn't claim to be Jewish. I said that my father was a Jewish refugee out as a child out of Nazi Germany. That's what I said.
All right. Sounds like you're claiming to be Jewish there, but all right.
Well, you don't understand how the Jews are all psychically educating you right now. You're only a Jew if your mother was a Jew.
Right.
Or if you claim the Jewish religion, if you convert to the Jewish religion or you're born into it and you accept it.
All right.
Okay?
Well, I'm going to call you half Jewish.
Well, I'm not. I'm not half Jewish. My father was Jewish because his mother was Jewish. That's what the fact is. And that
I thought if you rejected Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, by default you were a Jew. I mean, I got called a Jew 3 times in the past week, so I guess I'm at least some percentage Jewish.
Yeah, well, use whatever definition you want that you want. I'll use the.
Everybody wants to be Jewish until it's time to do Jewish things.
What is a Jewish thing?
I don't know. Go to temple, I guess. Thanks for the call, David.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'm sure there's something more to it, but, you know, whatever. We'll let him continue his thesis on later. I want to go on to this this situation in Florida from TampaBay.com. House committee passes amendment for bill along party lines. So for those that don't know, last year, Florida passed a referendum. In order to do any kind of referendum in Florida, you've got to run it through it's got to be a constitutional amendment. It has to pass by 2/3. 2/3 of voters in Florida believed that what they wanted to do was make it so that ex-cons can vote. Florida is one of the few states in the union where ex-cons can still not vote. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's on probation or anything like that. I'm talking about people who've completed all commitments.
They're off paper, they're done.
Right. If you get convicted of kiting a check in Florida, you could not vote until unless the governor allowed you to, or this bill got passed. And one of the claims is that George Bush made it to president because his brother was running the state in Florida, and he appointed some lady who was, you know, a political operative. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I'm sure there's Democrats screaming at their radios right now, her name. More or less that she made it so the convicts couldn't vote. I could not vote in Florida. They caught me 2 times on the rolls back in the day attempting to vote in Florida because, I don't know, I want to vote. I mean, I wanted to vote. I'm that kind of guy. I give blood. I want to vote. I'm community-minded. I volunteer at my fire department. What do you want from me? I want to be involved. So,
but they wouldn't let you.
They would not let me. Now that the voters in the state of Florida, by a supermajority, have changed the Constitution so that ex-cons can vote, the legislators in Florida are attempting to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, I can imagine. You get quite a,
legislators, you know, do not like doing the will of the people.
Well, and when you're in jail, you know, you get a jailhouse law degree, you know, and you start to learn a lot of things about how, you know, corrupt the system is, especially if you're in, you know, in a prison where there's someone that doesn't think they belong here because they didn't hurt anybody or whatever. And yeah, I know any time I've ever sat in a jail cell, I've just made it a point to educate everybody that was around me that would listen.
Well, people who, you know, look at who votes they look at demographics, right? Demographics are a pretty good indicator of how you're going to vote. And they don't like the demographics of ex-cons in Florida. So, specifically, now these are going to largely be low information voters, and they're probably not going to turn out for regular elections. But when it comes time for that presidential election every 4 years, they're probably going to turn out. And Florida will go from a pretty consistent red state, although it's a bit on the borderline, to a pretty consistent blue state if this passes. I understand that that's true. I'm a libertarian, though, and I'm a person who operates by reason. I'm not looking at the outcomes here. As a Republican,
I get what the Republicans are looking at, but they're looking at outcomes, and the ends do not justify the means. If you're going to tax these people, they should be able to vote. Solution? Stop taxing them.
Yes. I'm happy not to vote, but I don't have to participate.
Yeah, I didn't have to pay taxes. I would not vote, yeah.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in anytime you want. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Let's go to the phones here, guys. Before I do, I want to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay is a point-of-sale software for accepting cryptocurrency in your business. So they make it really, really easy for you. They make it so easy, you just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you're accepting crypto at your business. It's that really that easy. There's no excuses at this point. It's very, very easy. It can operate with your point of sale software. You can they do a sale and then it goes through AnyPay. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. You're set up. You're ready to go. You don't have to be tracked. Nobody has to know who your sale's coming from or anything like that. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go to the Discord lines. Hi, T Libertarian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Mortified Penguin. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you great. What's on your mind?
Okay, yeah. Last night, I was the wrong thing was unmuted. But, yeah, I just wanted to continue to talk about the healthcare system. I actually listened to a pretty long piece on NPR about somebody who wrote a book about the healthcare system, and the horror stories that they told about the healthcare system in the U.S. was just amazing. Like one person, I believe, was in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'll try to.
Let me guess. On NPR, it was all about why we need a single payer.
No, I mean they have pretty balanced perspectives, but it's basically saying about the issues. I mean, it's really like this catch-22 Kafka-esque nightmare that you go through when you're unfortunate enough to have to end up in an ER.
Yeah.
Like, a person was hit by a city bus.
Oh, my.
A pole hanging off of a city bus, knocked out cold.
Gosh.
And then asked, like, I might be getting the stories mixed up, but basically, they were knocked out. They showed up in the ER, asked to be sent to the hospital in network, and then was told by a surgeon that came in after they had treated him that you're going to need emergency surgery to fix this, jaw wound, a head wound, or whatever. But while the hospital was in network, the surgeon wasn't, and God. He performs a surgery, and next thing he's stuck with this huge bill, or like somebody gets knocked out cold, or someone's in an accident, and they either can't take the person to the in-network hospital, they have to take them to the hospital for the indigent people, and then he gets stuck with the $24,000 bills because he supposedly can pay, which he couldn't. Or, you say it's in network and then you get hit with all these extra fees because they really weren't in network, and you're lying there bleeding, half dying, and you're trying to say, please take me in the ambulance, please take me to an in network hospital. And then you end up, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Nixon.
What'd Nixon do?
He signed the HMO Act.
Oh, I see.
Which established HMOs and set up this whole network out of network garbage.
Well, one of the things is the government got involved with you can blame the 90% tax bracket. The 90% tax bracket made it so that businesses wanted to attract high-end employees, and the way to do that was to offer them things rather than money. So they got, optical, dental, medical, company car, all these things. Hey, whatever you want to do.
Give them all these perks.
Yeah, make a mogul look good. Well, then labor sees that management is getting, these great things. They want medical. They want optical. They want dental. Well, aren't they just as good? And, admittedly, they're just as good a person. It's just that the company wasn't paying them that because they were paying them that basically because they had to. That's the only way they could attract them. Paying them additional money beyond the tax bracket wasn't going to attract the employee that they were looking for, because you're offering them a dime on the dollar at that point, because the government's going to take the other 90 cents. So as the government's continued to intrude, they keep on trying to put Band-Aids and Band-Aids on, and they're, the dike, she's a crackin'.
Yeah, I mean, tying healthcare to employment is actually really disadvantageous for the working class. And increased there used to be many, I'm talking about over 100 years ago, there used to be many different options for people to be taken care of. We all are human beings. We all have bodies. We all require healthcare. And to make it this thing that's just become completely out of reach for the for normal people without going through this huge system, and you have no idea if you'll come out unscathed. And, you know, a lot of these were these ridiculous bills, $24,000 for this random small emergency. And then when the author contacted the hospitals, they would basically drop it once they made it. The author made inquiries on behalf of those people. But we all have a demand for this. It's one of the most high end demand things, and it should be ubiquitous. It should be everywhere. Supply should be able to easily meet demand, but it's been overregulated to the point where it's becoming this thing that, I mean, I just can't even describe something that everyone has a demand for, and yet there's nothing to meet market demand. It's ridiculous.
Well, there is, 6,000 people per day cross from the United States to Mexico to get dental work done. So, you know, the problem is you got to go to Mexico to get, you know, inexpensive dental work.
I went to the doctor while I was in Mexico. It was free.
Free?
Free.
How'd that work?
Well, I went to the, so I had the, what they call the turistas, which is basically, you know, my stomach had not yet adapted to the biome that was Acapulco. And
did you drink the water?
It probably isn't that, but that's the shorthand for what happened. The shorthand for what happened is I drank the water, but probably not. Anyway, it's probably has to do with people not having the same sanitary practices as far as washing their hands after they use the bathroom that I do, whatever the case may be. So I went to the doctor, and he said, "Yeah, take some charcoal tablets." I'd like to know whoever came up with this idea of change. Let's eat burnt wood. That'll take care of my upset tummy. But I took charcoal tablets, and it did. It took care of everything just as he said it would, right off. And you know, thank God, goodness for that guy. He was just working for the pharmacy.
Hmm.
So I mean, what is a doctor but a pill pusher? Largely, I mean, there's surgeons, but most doctors these days that you're going to go see for a problem is going to be a pill pusher. They at least acknowledge that he's a pill pusher. They put him on the side of the pharmacy. Then he recommends the pills that you're going to go get. I went in and I bought those pills. I bought a bunch of others, too, because I needed them. And you don't need a prescription to get a whole bunch of different pills in Mexico. And they're cheaper, a lot cheaper.
So that's free market.
If you went to a hospital in the U.S., what would you have? Maybe a $12,000 bill, $15,000 bill?
Oh, for what?
Maybe some chocolate pills.
I don't know. I presume it would have been a couple of hundred would be my guess, but...
Well, if you went
you
to
never
ER,
know. There's no transparency in pricing. You have no idea going
into it.
It's
outrageous.
It's not a market.
They don't have any idea. They don't know what things cost. They actively try not to know what things cost.
So there's walk-in clinics around here you can go to, which would be the couple hundred dollar thing. But, you know, I remember when I was a little kid, it was common practice for a lot of people, because there wasn't really any walk-in clinics in Western Mass at the time. Oh, we're just going to go to the ER, and the reason we're going to go to the ER is because they can't reject us, and we're on MassHealth. And, you know, a lot of them would, you know, people would just do that because...
Drives down service, drives up price, right?
Get a doctor's appointment was almost really difficult right away.
Thanks for the call, Penguin. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is heating up the push to do away with the Affordable Care Act.
It's too expensive. The premiums are too expensive. People are going broke trying to pay for it.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the law needs fixing, but it shouldn't be scrapped.
I guess their estimation is it's better not to fix something because you have nothing else to complain about.
This is the people's life and death. This is health care. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous what they're doing.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham tells the AP Attorney General William Barr should have the Mueller-Russia report ready next month.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body. And, oh, my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Come on. Yeah, come on and call in. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It is Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Got this story here from, where was it? TampaBay.com. And it looks like the politicians in Florida, largely Republican politicians in Florida, are attempting to figure out ways to keep ex-convicts from voting. This has basically boiled down to a partisan issue. If Republicans believed for a moment that ex-convicts were going to vote Republican, they would be clamoring to see them be able to vote, and Democrats, the opposite. This is all about politics. And I don't think things should be that way. I think they should be about what's right. Do I think ex-convicts should be able to vote because they're ex-convicts? No. I don't think anybody should be able to vote. Honestly, the idea that you people can vote and tell me who's going to run my life is outrageous to me. Most of the people I voted for have never gotten elected.
I got a great example of voting. 2 weeks ago, Henniker Town Meeting, small town New Hampshire, population 4,200 people. I don't know, there's like 1,800 people who are actually, or 1,400 people registered to vote, I think, in the town. Town meeting, literally 60 people, maybe 70 people there. They increased our property tax 20.28% on the town side. That's my taxes.
That's a big increase.
On my property, just on the town side, are going to go up $347, according to the mill rate or however they figure it.
Millage, yeah.
Millage. So, at this meeting, there was literally 30 to 35 people raising their card yes for every single vote, except for one, but every single vote. And there was, including myself and my wife, 5 to 7 people no on every single increase. What happened is the will of 30 people is going to be forced upon all the landowners, but I'm going to say forced upon 4,200 basically people who live in this geographical area called Henniker, New Hampshire.
Sure.
Because you're either own the land or you're renting it, and your taxes are going up.
Yeah.
And you're going to go more rent or more tax is the same darn thing. So, yeah, I don't like voting either.
Businesses businesses have to pass overhead on to customers. A rental is a business. It's a small business, and maybe that first year the cost doesn't get passed on, but it has to get passed on at some point.
That money has to come from somewhere. They don't grow on trees.
Landlords aren't philanthropists. They're not in it to give people free places to live or pay to have people live in places. So every time you raise the taxes, you're raising the taxes on the poorest because, and, you know, that's the way that
is. That's what I told. I rent a couple rooms with a few people. I told them, your rent is this much, and if the property tax goes up, whatever it goes up is getting, you know, divided up a certain way, and you're going to see it. So yep. Please go vote no.
Yeah,
you're true. And none of them did. You know.
What do they care? Spread out. So a Florida House committee approved a bill addressing the rollout of an Amendment 4. That's the convicts being able to, ex-convicts being able to vote. Despite concerns that it would limit the number of former felons who would have their voting rights restored. Right. So people are concerned that it would have this. Well, the Republicans aren't concerned. Voting along party lines, Republicans advanced the measure which would require felons to pay back all court fees and costs before being eligible to vote, even if those costs were not handed down by a judge as part of the person's sentence. So,
what?
Right. The basically, it's effectively a poll tax, right? You want to vote? You're going to have to pay whatever we claim the court costs cost, and presumably interest. Remember, there are people in Florida right now who cannot vote because of a felony 40, 50 years old. I have a felony that's 30 years old, and I cannot vote in the state of Florida. What's the court cost? Am I going to have to pay the actual court cost from 30 years ago? Do I have to pay some kind of interest? Is this cost of living increase? Exactly how is this going to work?
In my experience, it's always the maximum allowable interest by law is what governments charge.
Yeah, like 12%.
Whatever they can get out of it.
Massachusetts, it's 18%.
Yeah, they'll always have a thing. They'll always have a number.
And then what if, you know, now this is going to morph into, oh, you didn't pay child support, you didn't pay a speeding ticket. Well, why not? If you didn't pay other court costs and you didn't pay a speeding ticket or you didn't pay a parking ticket, now let's, you know, take people's right to vote. I mean, they may even do that somewhere.
The standard goes beyond the old system, which required someone to pay back restitution to a victim before applying to have their civil rights restored. So you had to finish your entire sentence in order to be able to vote. And that makes a certain amount of sense to me. I don't know exactly how much sense, whatever. I'm not advocating. I'm advocating for fairness. I'm not advocating for lots of people to be able to vote or anything like that. That's not what my concern is. My concern is that somebody not be disenfranchised. And in my case, I'm a felon in the state of from the state of Florida. When I go to Florida, they're going to determine, nope, you can't vote. And likely if I attempt to vote, they're going to bring that up when I go up for clemency here in the relatively near future. So the governor is going to be like, oh, well, it doesn't look like you've learned your lesson. You're trying to go out and vote. What? I mean, you people, they fought a war in this country over taxation without representation. Y'all don't attempt to cut the convicts any slack. Why would you? I'm not saying that there's not a right, a power that the government has to prevent people who've been convicted from voting. I mean, the 13th Amendment's pretty clear. You know, if you something about that people can't be enlisted into involuntary servitude without having been convicted of a felony, therefore presuming that people who have been convicted of a felony can be put in...
Well, it says for punishment of a crime.
Yeah, punishment of a crime. That's it. Yeah.
I'm pretty convinced that crime is impersonating a United States citizen. Checking off United States citizen on a document, you're now impersonating a United States citizen.
Right. At issue is how broadly or narrowly to interpret the amendment and whether the legislature needs to do anything at all. The amendment being what the voters of Florida voted on and whether the legislature needs to do anything. They really don't. But they're going to because the Republicans in Florida want to retain Florida as a red state. I understand what the consequences are. And if you can tell me why convicts in the state of Florida, ex-convicts in the state of Florida should not be able to vote, but ex-convicts in just about every other state in the union should, the number is 855-450-3733.
I got a question for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Are you aware of a state where if you are currently serving time in prison, you can vote?
Yes, Vermont.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so different states do it differently. And
so that's how you get Bernie Sanders as a representative?
I think.
Letting inmates vote?
Well, perhaps. There's not that many inmates in Vermont. Honestly, its incarceration rate isn't terrible. So what they do in Vermont, and this makes some sense. There are states they don't do this, which is strange to me. But in the city of in Vermont, you are a voter in your last district. So you're an absentee ballot kind of situation. You send away for it, you get it, and you're in good shape. So that makes a lot of sense. It's the same way they do with soldiers. However, there are states where you vote in the district that you live in. Now, this doesn't make any sense to me. I used to live in I was in a prison in a place called Sharps, Florida. The prison no longer exists. But Sharps had fewer residents than it did convicts. There were more convicts in Sharps than there were people, other people. So if you had let them in Florida, they obviously couldn't vote, but if you had let them vote in Florida, then they would have been the largest voting block in the town, presuming that Sharps was an actual town instead of just a postal district. But there have to be places in America, because often they put prisons in small towns, and in some of these states, one would presume that they have this problem. I mean, do the politicians go to the prison to campaign? And everybody's hanging out a tin cup, and the politicians are going by, I'd like to serve you here at city council. I mean, is that what happens? It makes no sense at all.
I can't see a politician ever doing that.
No. And I'm not advocating for this. I'm not saying that convicts should be able to vote. I'm not saying that convicts should have the right to keep and bear arms while they're in prison. I'm not saying any of that. I am saying, however, there's a real problem in Florida disallowing ex-cons from voting, and the rest of the country doesn't. If you've got some thoughts that I have missed here, 855-450-3733. Believe me, I don't want these people to have control of my life, these voters to have control of my life either. 855-450-3733. I just think it's fair.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is bringing up issues that other radio programs in America are not bringing up. Free Talk Live is bringing them to the same radio stations that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and the rest of the usual suspects are on. And if you like the idea that we're bringing up topics that the rest of the shows aren't bringing up, taking a different stance on the issues than other hosts are, well, check out our AMP page, amp.freetalklive.com. You can do as Doug has done, who's a platinum amplifier. Thank you, Doug. We ask simply for people to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com, but you can do much more. There's a simple $5 a month, and you get all the perks of an amplifier. People like Doug who wish to do platinum, we thank, but they don't really get much else. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Love you, Doug. amp.freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about this story from Florida, where apparently the Republicans are trying to make as many roadblocks as they possibly can to what they're calling ex-felons, ex-cons, to keep them from voting. It's more than 1 million ex-felons would have their right to votes restored, except for those convicted of murder and sexual offenses.
That's a lot of votes for Al Gore.
Yeah, right. And I think that that's probably what's going on. I would guess that it's split like two-thirds maybe Democrat to one-third Republican, just a guess. I don't know. But I can tell you that if you're just looking at straight demographics, though, that might be even harder. When I was in prison, I can tell you there were days when it was – using the terminology white, they put the boards on they put the names on the boards, and obviously people are concerned with demographics and stuff. But it was basically one white guy for every 12 non-white guys. So if you presume that everybody is not white and is going to vote Democrat, and obviously Cubans tend to vote Republican, either way, then you're going to see some some higher numbers. I don't know. That's me talking.
Was there a lot of Cuban folks in prison with you?
Yes. This was not too long after the Muriel boat lift, so we saw some of those folks in there. And then a lot of times the parents of the Cubans who came are great, upstanding, hardworking folks. The kids, on the other hand, wanted to be involved in gangs and all that stuff. So
yeah, same thing, you see everywhere. I mean, it's...
Yeah. They don't see the value of having come to a better place and didn't want to improve their lives. Maybe they went on to do such a thing after they made their first mistakes or whatever, but in their youth, they made these. I was in youthful offender prison, so I got to see a lot of young guys. So either way, I guess one of the questions I'd have for you guys is, neither one of you are big on voting, like you don't think of it as a real solution to a problem. Do you think that ex-convicts should be able to vote? I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I think if you're going to be subject to the voting, that you should, you know, at least be able to, you know, vote your position, at the very least.
As a matter of playing the political game, as it were, because we know it's going to be one or the other that wins. It's not going to be a libertarian. If you should be able to participate in that if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I vote here in New Hampshire. I used to vote here in New Hampshire. I didn't vote in the last election. I feel disenfranchised. I have set up a situation where the house in which I live is not owned by me, so I don't have to. I'm not going to tie my name to my address, and I'm going to keep that as private as I can. As a result, I can't tell the government I live at such and such address and I want to vote if I want the government to not know what my address is. So, that's ultimately my problem. I don't vote here, but it's not because I'm disallowed. I've been voting for the last 12 years in New Hampshire. So, and I can go to the vast majority of states in the United States and I can vote. That Florida, for some reason, is better off without convicts voting. I mean, like, let's just admit what the reasons are, people. At the very least, let's just go ahead and say it. We don't want ex-convicts to vote because ex-convicts are more likely to be black, and black people shouldn't. Black people vote Democrat, and we Republicans don't want that. At the very least, if they'd say that, then that would be the honest truth.
Yeah, when do you know a politician to say the honest truth?
Well, that's not what they do, but I'm here to get them to do that.
Would there be a Democrat reason for not wanting convicts to vote? I mean, I can't really think of one.
No. The Democrats are pushing hard for ex-cons to be able to vote. I can't think of any group that Democrats don't want to vote because the groups that vote Republican can already vote. Republicans have realized that they are a dying breed, and they have clamped down on people being able to vote in different jurisdictions and under different situations. I kind of agree with them on some. I figure if you want to vote in a government election, come up with a government ID. I'm fine with that. But, as an ex-con, I went out and got my driver's license that first couple of days. Now, why in the world they would give somebody who has not conducted a motor vehicle in 8.5 years a driver's license without some kind of test or questioning is beyond me. But they didn't.
Well, it's Florida.
The driver's license is not about safety. It's not about how good can you drive. I mean, just go on the road. There's plenty of people who got driver's licenses, and you wonder how they ever passed a test. It's about keeping track of cattle. It's about controlling the slaves. It's, you know, it's about compliance.
It's certainly not about making sure that somebody can drive.
You know, just like licensing any profession, it doesn't mean that you're any good at it or can do it right. I mean, doctors, you know, have to have a license to be a doctor and all these other professions. And it just means that you can actually regurgitate the information that they're asking for on an application. That's all it's about.
In a lot of cases, Florida had a mail-in application situation, and
for a driver's license.
Yeah, for a driver's license. So people's parents, Ian, renewed his online from New Hampshire regularly. A lot of people's parents, when they went to jail, would just mail it in and, you know, forge some signature or whatever on it and send a check, and off it would go.
While we're talking about driver's licenses, do you know, in the fine print in Massachusetts and in Colorado, and actually I noticed in Colorado because my mom got me a learner's permit, learner's permit, and then a couple days later I got the driver's license in Colorado when I was 16. I couldn't do it in Massachusetts because I didn't have a social security number. Colorado didn't care. So they started sending my mom these the things to register for Selective Service.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, when you bring your 16-year-old or 15-year-old or whatever to get a permit or a driver's license, in the fine print, which nobody ever reads because, you know, you're agreeing to, you know, law, blah, 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 which is, you know, a truck full of books, that you promise to bring your kid to the post office and have him sign up for Selective Service. That's what the parent is promising to do when they actually get a driver's license for their child that is under 18 years old, and by doing it. We had come across this. My mom's like, they keep on sending these to me. Would you keep on? And then about 3 weeks ago, I was talking to somebody about this, and they're like, oh, yeah, don't sign that. Don't get your kid a driver's license, because now you're promising you're going to make them sign up for selective service, basically.
Yeah, I was cowed, and I was scared. They were talking about selective service, and so I signed up for it just like anybody else did.
I just kept throwing them out. Never signed up.
And you were raised in a different way than I was raised. Yep. Standard WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant rearing for me, and my parents were scared to death of the government. They didn't want anything. They didn't want the government coming after them, and I didn't want the government coming after them. They didn't understand it, and they would have never sued anybody. They just don't like it.
But my dad actually never signed up for selective service because he didn't have a Social Security number, and when the football coach brought him and all his buddies on the football team down to the post office, they said, we need your Social Security number. Now, this was like, my dad had friends that were moving to Canada before their kids turned 18. My dad was, this was like dirt right about Vietnam War era.
Sure.
And they were like, he had friends that were moving to Canada because they were worried that their sons were going to get drafted when they turned 18. So they moved to Canada before they turned 18. And my dad would, the lady said, go get a Social Security number, and when you get a Social Security number, then you can sign up for Selective Service. Well, he never went and got the number.
There you go. We'll just wait for that. No big deal. Just have to wait. Let's see. Election supervisors have and others have said that they want to help. They want help interpreting the historic amendment, which Florida passed last year, allowing ex-convicts to vote. It allowed more than 1 million ex-felons to have their voting rights restored, except for those convicted of a murder or sexual offenses. Nobody defined what sexual offenses meant, Grant said, so he included every felony sexual offense on the books, including prostitution and placing an adult entertainment store within 2,500 feet of a school.
Or peeing behind a dumpster.
Right. All kinds of stuff. Well, there's no charge for that. That's just lewd and lascivious or whatever. That's
a misdemeanor, right?
Right. No.
No?
Lewd and lascivious is not a misdemeanor. I've seen people convicted of some amazing stuff. 855, I'm giving you the telephone number. Go to freetalklive.com and check out our Telegram, telegram.freetalklive.com. You can see all our show prep there. It's been Mark with you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.